Good evening, my friends. Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and I'm thrilled that you're here. It's Wednesday, April 18th, 2007, about 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. And it is, Wednesday midweek, right? You know, things start to get kind of strange as time goes on, I suppose, week-wise. And today was no exception, just a very, very bizarre day. Things have not quite felt all that correct to me as of late. But it is interesting, and it's another day, of course. But watching the media, and I don't know that I've heard one story that didn't somehow tie in with the shootings on Monday at Virginia Tech. Now, granted, I understand the importance of them. Don't get me wrong. It's a significant event that has and will have significant impact as time goes on. But I'm kind of blown away by the fact that you can have so many channels that are devoted to 24-hour news coverage and have so little content outside of that. Now, that having been said, I will say this. We will probably do just sort of a direct news segment sort of show with just tons of news stories about all this stuff as more comes in, because we're getting more and more truths sort of every single day as they become, you know, out there and people are exploring these different angles. And certainly every day brings us a whole slew of virtual copycat threats. People saying, oh, yeah, it's going to be just like Virginia Tech and things of that nature. So, you know, a lot of schools are feeling a lot of panic. There's a sort of tension, and I think we're all feeling it to a certain degree in various ways. But, you know, we'll do what we can to sort of contextualize some of these new bits and pieces of information, hopefully take it a step further than other people are. We'll have to wait and see. But I can guarantee you, you're probably going to get more truth on this show than you will in your mainstream media, 24 hours a day or even 2 hours a day or whatever. We've got them covered and then some. Our special guest this evening, who I alluded to last night, is Colonel Joe. Colonel Joe has been on the program a number of times. For those of you who have never heard our interviews or are unfamiliar with the name, you're in for a real treat, because this is probably one of the most important shows you'll ever hear. And I think I could say that with a pretty good amount of certainty, if only because when you look at all the stuff that's going on in the world and all the different angles that are being explored and approached, it is vital that you have your physical health in order to maintain some degree of mental health. You got to be, physically squared away in order to care about a lot of things. And when I'm talking about various things, such as a shooting, you might be like, you know, I live, you know, 300 miles from Virginia. I don't care. I don't have any kids that go to school. I don't even think about these types of things. This doesn't affect me at all. So there. It does, and it will continue to. The whole world, folks, created in such a fashion that the human mind cannot comprehend it, but we can comprehend aspects of it. And one of the aspects I try to highlight on this program is the interconnectedness of all these different subjects. So it is vital that we do so. It is vital that we try our best to perceive these puzzle pieces and inevitably the greater picture that unfolds as they're arranged properly. So that's kind of what we do here on this show, for those who don't know. And if you don't, well, you'll figure it out pretty quick, I'm sure. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave frequency 3.215. And to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. Maybe you're at our website, franklyspeedo.com, in which case you can see under test there will be a link for Colonel Joe, our special guest this evening. On his website, a variety of different contact options if you need hold of him. And I pretty much would say that everyone should call him. I've spoken probably hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours in the years known him. And I still call him periodically for advice because, you know, he's the expert. Guy has cured cancer. Stay with us, and we'll delve into it when we come back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio and our special guest tonight, Colonel Joe.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator, that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans, you and me, to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using this methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to put the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to anonymously open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll cover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the power to be don't want you to know. Travel, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping alive and healthy. We provide standing products like ECX, colloidal silver, leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondentation. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web. Receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter first. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back to the big show, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. And I don't think I gave out our phone number yet, so I will do so. 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Our special guest this evening, if you've never heard him on the show or heard of him, then this is a very, very important show. You may want to, if you have the ability to do so, press record on the tape deck or whatever technology is available these days. And record this one because it could have information that could save your life or someone you care about. Hopefully there are people you care about. But anyway, it can certainly help you if you want to be selfish about it. The book is entitled Heart Dietary Repair Plan, Cancer, the Cure is in Food. So what we've got here is, when I say this, literally, the guy wrote the book on the cure for it's absolutely true. Colonel Joe has patents on these diets. Patents said he had to jump through many, many hoops and spend many, many, many dollars in order to get to admit that that this thing was worthy and it does work. I have tested it myself. I have seen it work. I have seen people greet Colonel Joe with tearful hugs because he's changed their life. And I remember the first time, every time I have him on, I think back to the first time we had him on the show, people were outraged. Outraged! I can't, what? This is crazy! There's no way! And why were they mad? They weren't mad because a guy named Colonel Joe cured cancer. They were mad because Colonel Joe cured cancer a long time ago. And in the book that I have in my hand here is, I believe, the second printing, but it's been out for quite a while. But these processes and procedures he's been talking about for a great deal of time. I think first interview was probably back in 2001, first time I spoke with him. But these things are, they've been out there for a while, and you've never heard about them. Should that come as any surprise to us? Probably not. But we're going to go through a lot of the basics here and tie this into what's happening out there in the world today. Please welcome, folks, the incomparable Colonel Doe. Thank you for your time tonight, sir.
Well, good evening, Frank.
It's always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Well, it's always a pleasure for me when you invite me.
Oh, you're always invited. Sometimes I need to be reminded. I get distracted by things.
Okay.
Obviously, you've been very, very much in the forefront of my thoughts for a while now, and I'll tell you why. Not only are you referenced repeatedly on the show by guests and by callers and by me, people are always calling in and talking to Thomas and trying to find your phone number, in which case he's got to give that out to them, which is always a good thing for him. Because if they can't remember your phone number, they can certainly remember the call-in number, hopefully. Of course, in addition to those things, which are very common occurrences on the show, we've got Elizabeth Edwards with Incurable Cancer and Don Imus, the fundraiser and friend of children who is the Cancer Ranch. He's been fired. So obviously things we've discussed on the program prior to now. So we will get into that at some point. But Colonel Joe, I would like you to, if you would, tell us about, who's contacting you? Where I know you people all over the planet. I know you talk to people all the time about the diet. Who have you spoken to lately?
Oh, I just this evening. I received a call. A young lady, her mother's in the hospital and with cancer and not expected to live, and they can't do anything for her. All hooked up with hoses, and, it's amazing what they can try to do, but everything but heal them.
Yes.
They do it, too. Mm-hmm. Question about it.
Yeah, it's a bad scene as far as cancer goes. And I think why people have such a horrific experience, if you hear it, it's a virtual death sentence in people's minds. The doctor tells them they've got, X amount of time to live, and for some reason people buy into that as if the doctor has some sort of precognitive abilities. Doctors are not as much as they might try to present themselves as such. So it is vital that we understand that there are things out there. There are ways to solve any of these problems, and God has made them. And that's what you came across, a substance called oxalic acid, which is present in a variety of different foods, and it also is present in your blood. And if it's not present in your blood, dead, in essence. Is that correct?
That's right, Frank. Yeah, you betcha. One of the interesting ones, and the gentleman may be listening tonight, I don't know. It's occurred up in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Woman had a tumor on the pineal gland. Now, this gland is in the center of the brain, inside, in the center of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, had been through all kinds of treatments and whatnot, and he contacted me, and we got her started on the diet, and boy, it was interesting, all the things that happened, but the most important thing that happened is the tumor's gone.
Ah, that's amazing. That's another great story.
Another time they find out about gel material in a tumor.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And you know, Frank, that's very telling on our medical society to know that they've never cured cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Not one case. Because had they cured cancer, they would have run across this gel-like material.
That's right.
After that, they would have had to see during the curing process.
Mm-hmm.
I start finding out these doctors are a little confused by this gel-like material. They don't know what it is.
And it is basically, in essence, the reversal of the cancer growth process, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. You see, all the cancer is out of the blood, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Abnormal cells are not taken out of the blood, stay in the blood, develop in a complete cell, with the exception it's a radical.
Mm-hmm.
That radical means it'll grow anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when it is killed, it goes through the reverse process. It goes from the completed cell into this gel-like material, and then it goes into the liquid, because that's the only way it can get out of the body. Back through the blood.
Mm-hmm.
They started being confused, running into gel-like material that was proof positive they had never cured cancer.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're exactly right. Had cancer ever been cured by a doctor, they would have seen these things. They would have recognized what he was doing, and they would have been able to quiet as saying, you know, even if they didn't know, they would still say, well, I don't know what you're doing, but obviously this cancer is being cured.
Well, they know now. They know it both down here and up in Canada.
Well, tell me about that situation there in Canada. As far as that one goes, so she had a tumor in her brain. Presumably it would turn into gel at some point. How did it get out of the brain? Just through the blood again?
Back out through the blood system.
I see.
Sure. Blood takes it back out.
Wow. Amazing.
What happens when you have a tumor like that, it is encased in a very fine membrane.
Mm-hmm.
And when the acid is built up in the blood, it goes into that tumor and it breaks the abnormal cell down. And then it, after a certain period of time of the acid going in, and actually a lot of people have and doctors have misconstrued that as the tumor growing.
Mm-hmm.
And it is growing, but it's only growing because oxalic acid is going into that membrane to kill those tumor cells. And then when they evacuate it back up, why, it shrinks again.
Mm-hmm.
And it then goes back in, and it has a cycle. And I think the longest cycle that I know is like a 10-day cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Go into the tumor and then evacuate back out.
Wow. And every time it comes out, it's taking some of that
normal cells out. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Well, this is something that I've obviously ever since I've known. You know, I've heard people telling their success stories. I've had them call into the show. I've read the emails they've sent. This thing has never failed when people stick to the diet, to my knowledge, and probably to yours as well. But it does work.
That is absolutely correct, Frank. If they will follow the diet,
mm-hmm.
it will cure cancer.
It's amazing stuff.
Well, that's just one-third of what it does.
Yes, that's right.
You know, it'll kill any virus and any bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something else they have never cured.
That's
virus. They don't know how. They don't have a medicine that will kill a virus.
It's amazing, too, because there was so much talk about the HPV, which is the cervical cancer vaccine, that they were wanting to mandatorily inject children with. And Texas, Governor Perry, he got his payoff, and he was ready to go with it. But you know what's so amazing about it, even in their own literature, which is supposed to hype up how great this HPV is, they still did not use those words, this will kill a virus. And they covered themselves probably adequately by saying, you know, there's no guarantee that this will work, guarantee you'll get it. There's no guarantee that this, however, it's shown to have some effectiveness. Well, geez, you know. There are different ways to be effective, and we'll get into some of that. Colonel Joe, we're up to our first break here, my friend. Let me ask you to hang on.
Okay.
And folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes, and we'll be taking your calls periodically throughout the show as well at 800-313-9443. Please stay with us.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Cord Documents, the nation's primary source affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company utilizes a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit corddocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are learning how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. It's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since Healthy Coffee Blend are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a coffee drinker, I thought maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both Ben and I could tell the difference.
SoleilWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Napping products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was a scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy, feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit Soleil.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. The fastest 4 hours in talk radio has begun, and it's, of course, entitled Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest tonight is Colonel Joe through the book Heart Dietary Procedure Plan, Cancer, the Cure is in Food. And, of course, there's so much you can say about this, but why would I babble when I can just bring up the great Colonel Joe? Welcome back, sir.
Well, Frank, glad to be here. Let me, you know, we were talking about the medical community hadn't caught up yet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then a weekend, this Sunday stuffer they put in your Sunday newspaper, the mm-hmm. weekend of the 6th or the 8th.
Okay.
In the Eat Smart section by a Gene Carper, says milk cancels power of tea. Says whether it's health smart to put milk in your tea as the British do, long has been a scientific question, no firm answer until now.
Mm.
A new, more advanced study shows that adding milk to your black tea reduces its power to promote better flow and vascular health.
Wow. Isn't it amazing that it's just now been discovered and you've been doing this for 20 years or more?
My first patent I got in the year 2000.
Okay.
But long before that, I think I made application in 1996.
Oh, okay.
That says German researchers gave 16 healthy women either boiled water or black brewed tea mm-hmm. with and without skim milk. And then 2 hours later used ultrasound to measure the function of an artery in their arms. The result, blood flow improved after drinking tea, but not when milk was added. So now we know that it's smart to drink your tea without milk.
Or if you had read Colonel Joe's book when it came out and the patent when it was granted and maybe met you when you first discovered this thing quite a few years ago, then they would already know that there are five blockers that block the absorption, I suppose, of oxalic acid into your body, or they, you know, force it out of your body, whatever the case may be. And of course, calcium is one of those things.
And tea happened to be high in oxalic acid.
Mm-hmm.
But only if you make it with distilled water. That's something else they didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you can use 5 bags of black tea with boiling distilled water and let it steep, the English say,
mm-hmm.
for about 13 to 15 minutes. Drain the juice out of the bag back in the cup. It will kill virus.
Mm-hmm.
Not only increase your blood flow, but it'll cure a cold or the flu. Or
that's right.
Using it as a mouth rinse and gargle.
Obviously increase the circulation, which I think a lot of people have issues with.
It removes plaque from the artery.
That's right.
That's something else. There's a new word in medical terminology that I haven't heard them use very much yet.
What's that?
I could not find a word that describe the material in black.
Mm-hmm.
So in my third patent, I used the word calcareous material to indicate that it was comprised of calcium, which is one of the main ingredients in the plaque.
Mm-hmm.
I got questioned about it when I had it in the patent, but since they couldn't find anywhere, they being the patent office, examiners couldn't find a word to describe. All they knew it was plaque, but that didn't describe material in it. So there's a word in the dictionary. Well, they haven't used it. That's another. I get a call from the Webster people wanting to know about putting that word in their dictionary.
Wow.
And I said, sure, you can go ahead and put it in there. Well, there was a catch to it, though.
What's that?
They wanted me to give them $500 to put the word in their dictionary.
Wow. What a bargain.
What a bargain.
Wow. And, of course, they wouldn't cite you, though, or your book or your diet or your website or your phone number.
Oh, heavens no. Heaven no.
Wow.
But it is the milk powder. The tea is frank. It'll kill any bacteria, any virus.
And that's such an important point, Colonel Joe, because so many things that are deemed to be virtually incurable are mostly viruses, are they not?
Yes. Virus and the cure.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the main items in, all of the problems.
Wow. Well, and cancer is a virus, correct?
Oh, I don't know. I just call it cancer. I don't know of any cancer that's caused by the virus.
Mm-hmm.
I think what they're referring to when they're talking about this new vaccination for the women, young gals, to prevent the
cervical cancer.
Yeah, cervical cancer. I think what the problem is, Frank, when they give them that vaccination, it blocks virus. And then accept.
Just a second, Colonel Joe. Folks, we're back in 3 minutes. Please stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fear Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies are nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of financial genius you truly are, 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopath doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of the God metals in the liver covers at least 7% of the diseases that we see. When we do our, herbal formulas like Cartavite and use someone who could barely walk up a hill, now going for a regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbi.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt.
Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to bills on even basic necessities such as more food and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. Our special guest this evening is Colonel Joe, the guy who has cured cancer, and we've got him here on the phone. He's the author of the book, Heart Dietary Procedure Plan, Cancer, The Cures in Food, and this book is available by calling him, and we'll give out his phone number. It's also available at places. I know for sure that they have copies at the RB headquarters bookstore there, so there's lots of options for you to do. Colonel Joe, welcome back.
Well, thank you. My apology, I forgot to turn off that burglar alarm.
Oh, yeah? The four-legged furry variety?
Oh, yeah.
I don't That's okay.
I don't have to worry about burglars, believe me.
No, I wouldn't mess with you.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, Frank, I was talking about this new vaccination for the young ladies and the cervical cancer. What happens when they vaccinate against the virus, block the virus, and oxalic acid is not required to kill the virus? So, for it's available to prevent any abnormal cells from developing.
Interesting.
Yeah, see, now that's something else. Mm-hmm. All that would have to happen is for these young ladies to be sure that they have high value of oxalic acid in the blood. It's mm-hmm. the same thing. They don't need the vaccination.
That's right. They absolutely do not. And who knows what other sort of shenanigans they'll put in that vaccine and cause problems with people. So. Oh, I just I don't trust that stuff at all.
Right. And, you know, and for the ladies, the hot flashes, it gets a little more difficult for me to sort of describe what happens. But as long as a woman still has the body organs that could is used in providing life, conception, if the blood is low in calcium, the body produces the acid to block oxalic acid mm-hmm. so that it doesn't interfere and reduce the calcium in the blood.
Mm.
And when they take in, and I'm trying to think of the word for, I will in a minute. If during the cycle, when a woman not conceived, they will increase in their diet calcium, and then when they go through the period when they can conceive,
mm-hmm.
they won't, there'll be no hot flashes.
Wow.
Because there's enough calcium in the blood to give life. You see, you can't give life without calcium because that provides the skeletal part of life.
Hmm. Makes sense.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, they don't have to worry about the hot flashes from, I believe it's estrogen. And see, they take shots now to block that estrogen. And what they're really doing is they're probably, they prevent the hot flash, but they may also be setting people up for cancer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's amazing stuff. Well, you know,
they're blocking, really, what they're blocking
mm-hmm.
is the oxalic acid.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and there's five blockers, five things that you really need to avoid when you're on your diet in order to prevent oxalic acid from being interfered with.
Right, right.
And one of those, as we mentioned, is calcium.
Oh, you bet, Frank. Mm-hmm. So the people understand if they haven't heard it. Five blockers, the first one is citric acid, and I believe that's the number one cause of cancer today, and probably many other problems,
mm-hmm.
blocked arteries and whatnot.
I agree with that because it's in pretty much everything under the sun.
Oh, Frank, they're adding it to everything because it's a great preservative. It protects the color and enhances the flavor, and it's cheap. And they put it in everything. And what citric acid does, it will flush out of the blood the oxalic acid. You see, citric acid is an acid we do not need to take orally. If we need it, our body produces it. And it produces citric acid to flush out excess acids, even good acids. If they get in excess, they can have toxic effects on you. And your body produces citric acid then to wash that out of your blood, flush it out of the blood. In fact, all the nutritionists and other people involved, they call the cycle in the body the Krebs cycle or the citric cycle. Well, citric acid also flushes out oxalic acid. So if you take and you have foods heavy in citric acid, you will be setting yourself up to be a cancer victim. So one of the first things people have to do, and it's difficult because mm-hmm. you're right, they're putting citric acid in everything.
Yeah.
The prepared foods and, of course, the complicated, a lot of the prepared foods go in the microwave.
Mm.
Well, that's a problem because the electric magnetic fields, which I'm sure a lot of people have heard discussions and read articles and listened to debates about the magnetic fields causing cancer. Well, they absolutely do because they break down the oxalic acid, decompose it in your body, and they decompose it in all the foods. If the foods are exposed to electric magnetic fields. One of the five items is your microwave and all the electric appliances in the house, like a juicer. Many people juice their carrots.
That's right.
Problem is they compose the oxalic acid in the carrot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, it makes a very sweet-tasting carrot juice,
mm-hmm.
but it's no good.
And that's such an important point as well, because I hear people say that I drink carrot juice all the time. Well, you know, if you like it because it tastes so sweet and so good, well, odds are it does not have oxalic acid in it. The thing that really makes it, and I don't know how to describe the harshness, but it's definitely there.
It's better tasting.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell the difference immediately if you've been making your own and then you drink canned carrot juice. Boy.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, I'm chewed out a lot about that.
By who?
Oh, women primarily. And they're the cooks and the juicers in the house.
Oh.
They drink that carrot juice.
You know? Yeah.
But it's good tasting, but it's not very effective. And
nope.
Supposed to be doing.
Mm.
Well, there's three, Frank, the citric acid and the
calcium
and the electromagnetic fields.
Mm-hmm.
Another one, the vitamin B6, pyridoxine.
Mm-hmm.
Vitamin B6 is a vitamin, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. You only need 2 to 4 milligrams a day, depending on body structure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't see 2 milligrams. You need a... If it was in a crystal form, you need a magnifying glass. What B6 does, it cleans the kidney, the renal tissue in the kidney. Well, if you're taking a lot of B6 and there's extra going through that kidney, it will flush out oxalic acid out of the blood as the blood circulates through the kidney to be purified. It's another cause.
Yeah.
Of course, the last one is alcohol. Alcohol just flushes it right out of the blood, period. Just, in fact, that's what makes you drink.
Oh, really?
Oh, sure. When you drink the alcohol and it flushes the oxalic acid out of the blood, it takes oxygen out with it. So people want to go out and celebrate, they ought to take a nice big chocolate Hershey bar with them.
There you go.
Get ready to go home about 30 minutes before consume that chocolate Hershey bar. It might bring the alcohol blood level down.
You know, and that's such an amazing thing about all that, is because there are good ways to do things and bad ways to do things in every one of these things, okay? With the exception of probably electromagnetic frequencies. You should probably avoid those as much as humanly possible. Certainly, you shouldn't have a microwave at all, and we've covered that quite on the show about what that does. And as you're just ingesting dead matter, you're not getting any nutritional value out of microwave food. It's simply being processed directly into fat. So, you know, that's an important point people need. But here you've got alcohol is bad. And for all those out there who maybe like to have a few drinks, you know, that's fine. But understand, if you're trying to cure cancer, let it go. If you have to have some alcohol, there are options such as you have said on the show, cheap red wine made from cored grapes, which have oxalic acid in them. So in essence, it is now a part of the alcoholic beverage.
That's correct, Frank. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I always have to throw in, being an old mackerel snack, I have to throw in the fact that the first miracle Christ formed was changing water to wine. Was red wine, not wine, because the Thompson grapes have absolutely no oxalic acid in them. Only the Concord grapes, the very dark grapes, have the acid in them. So you could have a glass of wine at night. You know, remember way back when they first started touting, drinking a glass of wine, it was good for the
blood. Oh, yeah.
All that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why it was. It's because of the oxalic acid in it.
You know, and it's so amazing, Colonel Joe, because I've come to try to pick between the lines on various news stories, because there's always either some glaringly obvious omissions, opinion, or, you know, it's just all lies. But what I've figured out, whenever I come across a story that confirms everything you've been saying, and it's happened hundreds and hundreds of times, they can tell you that a glass of red wine is good for you. They don't know why. They can speculate on various, oh, it's got antioxidants, or oh, it's got this, or oh, it's got that. But they really don't know that there's a commonality. What do red wine, dark chocolate, carrot, almonds, and various other things all have in common? It's the oxalic acid. You know, that's what it is. But they understand that, or they choose to leave that out eventually. So all the things people have heard for years about things that are good for them, oh, broccoli's good, it cures cancer, why? That's the question they need to ask, and this is the answer to that why question, oxalic acid.
That is correct, Frank.
Powerful stuff, my friend.
Well, you bet.
The other thing that we should point out, too, is that oxalic acid is present in your body. It's not present in your body in hundreds of thousands of times where it should be. It's at a good level. Now, most of our day-to-day interactions do tend to draw those things out of our body because, oh, we talk on the cell phone, or we eat some microwave food, or whatever the case may be, we eat processed food that has citric acid. All these things do seek to draw it out of our body, so we have to make sure we're getting it at the right amount. But you don't want too much either.
No, that's true, Frank. Actually, the amount, a mean value in the blood of humans is 288 micrograms. That's parts per million. For every 100 milliliters of blood, which is more than a third of a cup. So, and, you know, it's very interesting to realize that oxalic acid is primarily in weeds.
Mm-hmm.
That bothered me for a little bit, trying to figure out, well, why in weeds? Well, this acid is in the blood of all warm-blooded mammals. Any animal feeds at the breast of the mother. And mammals roam the face of the earth. Well, there's only one thing that grows all over the face of the earth. That's weeds. And the other thing about weed, you can't kill them.
Mm-hmm.
If you do kill one, where you kill the one, another one will come up.
Yeah.
A different kind of a weed. And weeds are high in oxalic acid. And in our foods today, the weeds that we eat are all in the, you know, the greens, carrots and beets and lettuce and, you know, on and on and on. Parsley is a very good source. So the Creator knew what he was doing, believe me.
Amen to that.
I have to believe that. I don't think anything that came out of the slime on the ocean floor would be smart enough to figure that one out.
Yeah,
and I
would.
The other thing is, Frank, oxalic acid does not hurt healthy cells.
Mm-hmm.
And it discriminates and only kills abnormal cells. Now, I wonder what in evolution would ever create that.
Oh, amen to that. It's very interesting, my friend. I was talking to a gal who had done some films about artificial sweeteners and those things. And what in her films, which are fantastic, she's talking about these very scientists and what they're trying to achieve, like with MSG, monosodium glutamate, for example, which has three basically components to it. Aspartame. Okay, so
yeah.
Aspartame has three main components. And all of those three main components that they, you know, would work really well together are obviously horrifically bad for you, but they all come from natural substances. What they neglect to, you know, of course, factor in is every time one of those substances is naturally occurring, it is in conjunction with biological process, some sort of thing that allows it to either pass through your system without affecting anything else or a variety of other measures that your body has and all the things that it's connected with in the various foods that it's naturally present in to make sure it does not harm you. So you synthesize that, you make it artificial, and you say, let's take three things that are already present in these foods and put them together, and it'll be good for people. It has tragic, tragic consequences. And that is another reason that supports what you're saying. When you're dealing with, you know, the creator of the universe, okay, he's going to obviously be able to put those things in place, perfectly orchestrated to keep you healthy. But when human beings start dorking around with all this stuff, they just screw it all up. Hang on, folks. We're back in 3 minutes.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs. Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea it could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 86222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. Without the wisdom of God, this is impossible.
Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrant wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise. Call for your materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 8-211-1715.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. Tail end of our first hour here on Frankly Speaking Radio. And, of course, I must let you know this hour is being brought to you by our good friends down at Howard Court, featuring 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to all the fun things in the area, including, of course, Branson, Missouri, and the very scenic parts of Arkansas there. It is the perfect vacation spot for you and your family any time of the year. You can check it out online for yourself at www.howard.com or call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. Let's get back to our guest here. Colonel Joe is joining us. He has cured cancer, folks, and we're getting into some of the details of it, but amazing stuff. Colonel Joe, welcome back.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. And what we're talking about is just the balancing act of your day and how things happen, and basically everything that you need to be addressed can be addressed by the proper dosages of oxalic acid in your body. And when I say dosages, I just mean simply eating smarter, eating better. And it doesn't take necessarily just health food store type of items. In fact, health food stores won't even carry your book because basically you're removing, probably crippling their sales for a lot of different supplements and things like that.
Right, yeah. That was my first surprise.
I'll bet.
When I found that out.
Yeah.
Then I realized when you go in a health food store and you look up at the shelf, they don't have cans and whatnot of vegetables, but they have bottles and containers of pills and powders and... So they weren't too interested in selling my book because it doesn't take any of that.
Yeah, it's tragic, honestly. But, you know, it's an important point, though, that obviously it's a very, very simple thing. It doesn't require a whole lot of work. One of the main things in the diet is this carrot juice in particular, the one that you have jumped through a lot of hoops to make sure that you identified yourself as not an industrial spy. You have the schematics and the specifics for their manufacturing process, and you've basically signed off on this one particular brand of carrot juice. And I've watched this brand skyrocket in price over the years, and it's all to you. Because it's all your fault. People are buying it, and you know, the stores are stocking up more, and they're charging more, and people are still paying for it.
And, you know, that kind of, I thought I knew a little bit about how industry works and, you know, supply and demand, and that surprised me. It seemed to me that they would be producing that carrot juice as fast as they can and increasing the supply. Mm. I saw it come down.
That's right. One would think.
That's the way it works.
It's like the oil tree. You've turned the carrot juice industry into the oil industry.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll pay more. We'll continue to charge them more, regardless of how many we have. But it is really a fantastic thing. And, again, that carrot juice in particular, not available in health food stores either.
No, so
just regular grocery stores.
They won't carry it.
Yeah, and it's called Hollywood, as in, you know, the town Hollywood.
Like I say, out in the land of the fruits and nuts, right?
Yes, that's right. That's very well said. And it's also known as Hain, H-A-I-N, same company.
I have to, if I may.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have to pause here for a quick commercial break.
They're not putting it on that label anymore.
Oh, okay. So it's just Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Okay. Well, hold on a second, my friend. Folks, we'll come back with hour number two. Our guest, Colonel Joe, will take your calls. We'll cover a few more of the basics so you can get an idea of what is going on. How can cancer be cured and you not have heard of it? Well, as it's easy, and it's all in this book. Let's back in a minute.
With